Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I changed it up. I changed it up.
Nice.
Hey, hey, hey.
Sounded good.
There you go. It's back.
Sounds like the OG.
It's a new day. It's a new dawn, right? We should probably do...
It's a new life.
Right. We're in 200 episodes. We're in 200 episodes now where we have to be...
we're different people.
We're different. It's a different air up here. Sorry, well, Steph, I derailed you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. If you caught last week's episode, we talked about the giveaway.
Yes.
And the giveaway winner, which was Brian Kirsch. And we talked about our current giveaway that we have going now.
Yeah, a new one.
Yeah.
We just kicked it off.
You want to tell them?
Yeah. So we decided that those 10 books we gave away all to Brian. We were like, well, maybe we should just give away all those books again, but individually.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start over again. And so this week you can check it out on our Facebook and Instagram pages and see the book we're giving away. I don't know it off the top of my head. And get into that, and we're going to give that one away. And then next week, we're going to do another one for 10 straight weeks.
Yes.
So it's pretty cool. We're going to give away all the books again, except for to 10 different people. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm getting it right now. Yeah, I'm getting it right. That's the plan.
So everyone will get a chance at one of the books.
Yep, yep. So by the time it's over with, we will have given away 20 books to 11 people.
Wow.
I did good right there.
Yeah.
I did good. I like math.
I don't.
Anyway, all right, so go ahead.
Yeah,
Steph.
You're fine.
Right.
So today's episode is 202, and this is the 12th in our series, 13 Thankful Meditations.
We're almost done with them.
Which is wild. So we have one more left after this.
One more, and then the new series that we're doing next.
Is a mystery.
That's
a surprise as well.
If you're thinking like, oh, it's a mystery to us as listeners. No, it's a mystery to us too. We have no idea what we're doing next. We'll figure it out as we get a little closer. That's the plan. But yeah, we got two more left. And today's is from G.K. Chesterton. So there's only two people that repeat on our list of 13. It's G.K. Chesterton and William Law. That's the only two that repeat. And I love me some G.K. Chesterton. I think his stuff's awesome. But this is the weirdest quote in our whole list. But what's funny is because it's the weirdest one, it's the one that Steph and I have maybe accidentally, at least, meditated on the most out of all of them, right, in advance. Because we've been talking about that one being weird since before we started this series, which is 12, 13, 14 weeks ago now. So we've been thinking on it a lot.
That's crazy.
Right? We've been thinking on it a lot, but it's weird. So anyway... whatever. Let's just do it. All right. G.K. Chesterton says what, Steph, that will help us be thankful? What does he say?
Okay. When we were children, we were grateful to those who filled our stockings at Christmas time. Why are we not grateful to God for filling our stockings with legs?
This one's going to be hard for me to do because I'm such a mental picture person. That I literally picture little kids like putting their stockings up on the fireplace and then somebody literally going and putting their legs in Christmas stockings, right?
I'm imagining little Barbie doll legs on the side of the stockings. Not in the stockings, on the side of the stockings. Make that make sense.
That's a weird one. That sounds like a Criminal mind something or I don't know.
Oh, my.
Are they cut off with the Barbie doll?
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. This is weird.
Yeah, it's different, y'all.
It's weird. All right, let me read it one more time. I have to do it myself. I don't know why, but I just have to.
So
I can think. All right. When we were children, we were grateful to those who filled our stockings at Christmas time. Why are we not grateful to God for filling our stockings with legs? Now, all right, so G.K. Chesterton, a little older, right? When we hang Christmas stockings now, they are literal Christmas decoration stockings, right? So I don't know. Do y'all hang stockings still? You and Jonathan hang stockings at Christmas?
We haven't gotten there yet.
All right, so we do. I don't know if we did when we were first married. Maybe we did. But we, of course, do now and have for years and years, and especially with our kids. And Valerie's got these nice, pretty Christmas stockings, and it's got everybody's name monogrammed on it, you know, basic white girl. And they're really pretty, and they're just for that. Mm-hmm. So you never think about the fact that that stocking, you know, back in the day, it would have been an actual sock, right? You know what I mean? Like, it would have been a real, they called them a stocking, but a big sock. Almost. So what we need to think of right now is, okay, old school tube sock hanging there, mm-hmm. right? Which then I think he's probably got some sort of imagery that happens here, like for himself. Like most of the time, these things that we would meditate on and think on. See, I think he did some meditation prior to this thing. I think he got to thinking, mm-hmm. right? So he's sitting there looking at Christmas time at some stockings, right? Some socks.
Like a sock was hanging there.
Right. And he got to thinking, huh, right? So you end up meditating on this thought that ends up giving this bigger, you know, you meditate on this thing that's going on in a regular everyday life, and then you start to think about it a little bit deeper, and then it makes you start to, you know, meditate's the right word, like just overly think about it, and then he comes up with this, So sort of what we're about to do with his quote, which is kind of interesting. So if he's sitting there staring at a sock and he goes, man, we get so excited and so thankful for all the little doodads and goodies that get put in the stocking, right? In our household, Santa Claus does not bring the stocking stuff. Santa Claus brings some presents, and any big presents, and when I mean big, I don't mean physically, I mean money. Any big money presents come from mom and dad, mm-hmm. and then the stuff in the stockings come from mom and dad. So our children are always really excited to open the stockings because it's also, they know it's from mom and dad and not from Santa. And it's all kinds of little doodads and goodies. So there'll be candies that they like or little bitty toys or something funny. Like, for example, I think it was in his stocking, this year in Aiden's stocking, Valerie got a little bitty teeny violin. World's smallest violin, right? You know, like when you're being a crybaby or a whiny baby mm-hmm. and you play your little teeny violin, right? It's really funny. So little doodads like that, right? And so the kids just get so thankful about the little things in the stocking. I was like that too when I was a kid. I was excited to like get the Santa Claus and the presents, but I wanted to see what was in that stocking, right? And I always knew that I was going to have some baseball card packs and stuff like that in the stocking, you know? And so we get so, what he's pointing out here is we get so excited about and thankful that somebody would think of us and put those things in our stockings. And then, of course, like, I guess he's been looking at this and then thinking to himself, why aren't we that thankful for the fact that every other day of the year, right, God has given us something as simple but profound as legs to put in said stockings? So I think this overall thought here and what we can use this quote for is, I think I'm summarizing it right, is it's easy for us as humans to be thankful for thoughtful gifts, right? Mm-hmm. That appear occasionally, right? But it's harder for us as people to be thankful every day, all the time, for gifts, but they don't seem as special because they're just part of life. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Like your legs. I mean, I don't know. Let's be real. How many times, other than maybe G.K. Chesterton, do people sit around being thankful for their legs? I mean, the only time I can think of that would be people who've experienced some sort of loss or the saving of their legs or, you know what I mean, some sort of medical issue mm-hmm. or accident or something that has happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That would then cause it because it's in a moment. It's in some sort of moment, right? Not like every day, all the time thing. Like we can change this over to anything. Let's just stick with the body part thing. Like, how often are we thankful to God for the gift of having arms and hands or the breath in our lungs or, you know what I mean? The ability to walk. I think we only really think about those things when we are faced with somebody who can't walk, right? And we may pause for a second and go, man, I'm just really thankful that I can walk, right? That's mm-hmm. a blessing, right? I think that's kind of what he's getting at, is that for us, it's and if you meditate on this just a little bit personally, I think you'll come to the same conclusion real quick that, at least for me, I know that I am immediately thankful for something that I see as a special one-time occasional gift, right? Matter of fact, it always end up verbalizing it. right? So if you came and gave me a gift right now, the first thing I do is go, oh, thank you, Steph, right? Mm-hmm. But God's given these gifts to us all the time, and some of them are just there, like they're part of life constantly that we just take for granted and we take advantage of, really. And we don't, it doesn't turn back into thanks to God or to gratitude, mm-hmm. right? So this one's a unique one for us in this list, because it's basically given us all kinds of ways throughout the day to cultivate gratitude and thankfulness. Like if the point of this series was for you and I to go, we want to grow our gratitude and thankfulness. We want to grow that. We want to be people of gratitude. And we want to give that ultimately, like we want to give thankfulness and gratitude to people, but we also want to give that ultimately to God, who's the giver of all things.
Yeah.
And loves us and cares for us and lavishes all these gifts upon us. And most of them we don't even pay attention to. If we want to grow that, I think he's given us a very easy way to do it that is in our faces all the time. It's being cognizant of all of these pieces of life that are truly gifts that we could be thankful for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. While you were talking, I started thinking about it. Like, if you focus on the words, it says when we were children.
Mm.
So it could be also that we should be like children.
That is a very good
one. So that might be why it's even mentioned in the first place.
That's very true. That's very true.
So we can be more childlike with our gratitude.
That is true, because children, there is a natural cynicism that we as adults gradually walk in, right?
Yeah.
We
so true.
Unchecked, we get more and more cynical the older we get, right? We're exposed to more life. We kind of know what to expect. And things that we've experienced, or maybe even blessings that we've had, they just become kind of par for the course. They're just kind of there. And kids have a natural bewilderment about themselves that probably is just more naturally thankful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, especially for things that are, I don't know. I can see, I think you're right. Like, I can see kids being more naturally thankful for things that we have come to take for granted. Maybe not legs.
But, or like, yeah, like in this case, he's using them at Christmas time with the example of them being grateful for what's in the stockings as a child.
Right.
But now that we're adults, it's like, why can't we also have that same excitement to God
that
about
true.
Filling a different type of stocking, but with these things that we don't maybe acknowledge every single day that he gives us?
Yeah, that are way more important, yeah. by the way, than junk in a Christmas stocking.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the junk in the Christmas stocking, the candy's gone real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that we, you know, the little two doodads and things that would be in the stocking are gone real quick, and yet we show so much thankfulness for it. But like our legs, for example, are with us all the time. They literally bear all the weight of our body all the time, constantly. They are a much more significant gift from God that we should be more thankful, way more thankful for than some stuff in a Christmas stocking or some random gift that's here today, gone the next, you know?
Yeah.
I think of my wife a lot with this. So Valerie has spina bifida, and, you know, that's a born birth defect. Mm-hmm. And most of the kids who were born with spina bifida in the 70s, either died or do not walk, right? Or they walk with the assistance of arm crutches, you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Or wheelchairs. And so they are, in other words, they're heavily disabled or deceased. And Valerie's is not like that, but she's had significant problems with her right leg, for example. So lots of surgeries, and she wears a brace and all these things, right? And so her left leg has carried her whole life. It is real important. And so she's constantly thinking about the importance of that left leg, right? So much so that leg has carried so much that about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, she had to have a surgery on her left foot, her good foot, because over the years of that one leg carrying all her weight, It had began to take her toes and the bones in the foot and spread them out.
Yeah,
just from overuse, and they had to surgically correct it on her good foot. that's how much weight that leg had carried. This makes me think of that, right? Mm-hmm. Of how important something like his random example, mm-hmm. our legs really are, and how great of a gift that really is, right?
Yeah.
So if you take the things we just said, what you said about, you know, childlike gratitude, thankfulness, bewilderment, excitement, right? You know what I mean? Acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you took those things and you paired it with the fact that we have a gazillion everyday examples like our legs, if you put those things together, you've got countless opportunities every day to be grateful and thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you much gratefulness and thankfulness we could cultivate in our lives, if you and I decided we're just going to take one thing that we're never thankful for and we're going to thank God for it every day. One, we'd probably never run out of things. We'd never repeat one because there's so many of them. I mean, just think if we just said, all right, today.
Say a random one.
All right. I was just thinking about this a minute ago. Yeah. Toenails. Right? Now, I went body parts because Chesterton went body parts. Right. But toenails. All right. Yeah. So I'll tell you why I thought of that.
Yeah.
So I only have 9 toenails. My big toe on, I don't even know what foot it is. The big toenail is gone. The reason that toenail's gone is because when I was about 18 years old, my grandmother had Alzheimer's. My dad's mom had Alzheimer's. Granny Cook. We've talked about her on the podcast before. She's a spunky little thing. She had Alzheimer's. And in the back of her yard was this monstrous, massive steel ladder that was part of like an old school fire escape. Right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Monster. Heavy. And so it's in the backyard, and she had Alzheimer's, and she got fixated on that thing being moved. It probably had not been moved in like 50 years, but she got fixated on it being moved. And so me and my dad had to move it. Well, my dad has back problems and all this stuff, but this is a long time ago, right? I was 18. I'm young. He's a young dad, you know, young at this point, younger. And we go in the back to move it. We have to do all this stuff to get it moved, and it ends up falling on my foot.
Oh, gosh.
I had steel toe boots on, Steph. It crushed the steel toe boot down on the big toe. And then we had to get it off. And I immediately got in the truck, and I could feel the blood rushing into my boot. And I was like, oh, this is not good, right? And we ended up cutting the boot off with a knife and some scissors and getting the foot out, my toes out of the steel toe that it crushed on.
Whoa.
And the toenail on my big toe was obliterated. Anyway, long story short, it never grew back. But the toenail on my big foot saved my toe.
Yeah.
Like, it would have crushed my toe. The toenail did its job, which was to protect the end of my toe. And it kept it where I still have a toe. It's still fully functional. There's nothing wrong. There's just no toenail there. Right? So little stuff like that. So I actually think about, it was weird that we're bringing this up.
That's good, though.
I actually think about toenails all the time, that I'm thankful for them things. And my little girl, Madeline, is obsessed with nails, right? Mm-hmm. She does her nails, fake nails, painted nails. She takes the fake ones and puts them on and then files them down perfectly and paints them, put little decorations on them. She does it to her toenails too. She just did this like yesterday. She did a big old thing about her toenails. She's going to end up being our kid that makes all the money. Mm-hmm. Like, the other ones might go to school and be smart. And she's smart too, but watch this child not open up some sort of...
She's going to side hustle.
What do you call it? Places where they do the nails. Like a nail salon.
Or a spa or something like that. Yeah, like
pedicures and manicures. Watch, she's going to end up opening up one and making a ton of money. But anyway, she's obsessed with them. And every time she does her nails, I think of, nails are important. I know that nails are important. They save my foot. And it is this level of, I mean, I don't know if I've really generated into thankfulness, right? But like, if we just took one thing, that was just a body part like he had mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But think about all the things that you and I could, that we take for granted, never think of, that are so important and such awesome gifts from God,
mm-hmm.
that we could generate thankfulness for if we just did one every day. So if like today happens to be toenails, right? So everybody listening to this right now is thinking about how thankful they are for the toenails. mm-hmm. And JK just gave us legs. So if we, there's a gazillion body parts, and then you could go into other things like the fact that I don't have to be conscious and tell my heart to beat every beat.
Mm.
You know, or like just being thankful for, I mean, you can go the other route of stuff that we don't like, electricity. You know, when it's hot outside, air conditioning. Like, it's, you know, like, there's so many million things, right? Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff like that. And that's just, those are human constructs that we've created for comfort and living, but that can generate back to thankfulness. I mean, how many things do you think there are that we never thank God for that are significant gifts to us? You know, I would think obviously anything involving our body or our families or our physical health would be
anything of convenience.
Yeah, right. But then you've got convenience related things. You've got the fact that, like, not just that we live in a free country, we tend to thank God for that some, or at least think about it, right? Because there's also prompts within the year that make us think of that, like July 4th or whatever. But how about the fact that we live, like, for example, how about the fact that we, who live in little Danville, Virginia, right, our little small town, who we like to complain about all the time, how about the fact that we have amazing weather here, mm-hmm. right? We'll never thank God for that. I mean, we live in a place that has an extremely awesome climate, right? It's never going to, we're never going to get blizzard out and snowed in for months. We don't have any massive tornadoes coming through every 2 seconds, or hurricanes are going to rip us apart, or nothing. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm just saying it's just ongoing.
Yeah.
You can think of a gazillion things like that. That I just think are little things that we don't think of that are monstrous gifts, way more than the occasional present or something that's new and shiny that we're thankful for. So maybe that's the goal as we wrap this one up, you know, is to today, tomorrow, as many days as we can consecutively do it, think of something that we never thank God for and thank Him for it. I don't know.
I like that.
I feel like that's where he's going with this.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though. There is a part he's tying into to being like a child, too, which, you know, the Bible talks quite a bit about that.
Absolutely. I mean,
Jesus specifically talks about, you know, that we should come to God like a child. So maybe that's a big part of this, too. But it feels like it's definitely geared towards why aren't we as thankful for things that are clearly great, awesome gifts that we just use on a daily basis and take for granted, you know, and really only think about them when there's a problem, you know, like something with our legs. How often do we think about that unless they hurt, unless there's an issue? So I don't know. It's not as weird as I thought it was, but it's still kind of weird.
You know, we broke it down a little bit. We're okay, that kind of makes sense now.
Yeah. And that's the goal of this whole series, right? Take these things from these people who I think all these people are incredibly intelligent and great Christ followers, and just sort of meditate on them so that we can generate thankfulness and think of things we're not thinking about. This one definitely makes me think of things we're not thinking about.
Yeah. So. And I'm not going to associate it with Barbie legs anymore. So learn something new.
That's some serial killer stuff there still.
You know what? I'm not claiming that.
Chopped off
Barbie
legs.
I wasn't thinking like that.
We can get Madeline's.
I was thinking Toy Story, you know. More than anything.
Yeah. See, when you went Barbie legs, I went weird serial killer movies or something that you got the little baby body parts from the baby doll. We can go get Madeline's red fingernail polish and put it on the top of the legs like they're cut off.
Oh, no.
This just got real weird.
Again, I was thinking more Toy Story. So.
See, we got different brains. We think differently. But we're beautifully and wonderfully and individually made.
Yes.
All right, so let's thank God for our legs and our toenails.
And just whatever you can think of that's just, it might seem small, but it actually serves a really big purpose in your life.
It's actually interesting that this whole series was generated from that dude I talked about who tried to go backwards and be thankful.
My coffee,
right? and ever since we did that, ever since I was exposed to that guy, I think about it all the time. I was drinking coffee all the time, and I'm constantly going, man, I am thankful for this coffee. Last night at youth, one of our youth leaders brought me some coffee from the Starbucks, the fancy coffee. All I get is just plain old regular roast. And about halfway through the coffee, I was like, something's in this coffee. Did he like triple espresso me? Because I am jacked up right now. I'm bouncing off the walls. And then he comes up to me a little while later. He goes, so there's something wrong with this coffee. <laughs> I'm just like, woo. And it's just plain old coffee. Anyway, but I'm constantly thinking about, man, coffee is a really good gift, right?
It's a really thankful gift
from God. So that made me think of that too. And that's how the whole thing started, was something random that can then generate more thankfulness. So, yeah. We did good getting back away from the Barbie legs on that.
Yeah, truly.
You did good.
Thank you.
What do you call it? What's the word? I don't know. I can't remember the
word. What's the word, Jonathan?
The word where you transition from something else, you know. It's not good transition. It's, I don't know what it is. Anyway, just move on.
Not redirection? I don't know.
Maybe that's a good choice, but that's not what I was thinking. But it's a good one. That's a good one. Good redirect. That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work. Close enough. All right.
That's it, ain't it?
Segway. That's what I was thinking of.
Segway.
Great segue to the next part, right? Not the thing that you write. Anyway, wrap this up, Steph. Lord Almighty, wrap this up.
Yes. Well, we thank y'all for joining us again. And it was a wonderful episode. It was wonderful breaking down this random quote. But I think we got something out of it. You can be grateful for something. And you can have like a childlike approach to it.
Yes.
Like you can be just as grateful as you are on Christmas morning.
Yep. And there's an unending list. You could literally do this and never repeat one.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
And if you repeat one, that just means you forgot. Because you went down a long list.
All right, sounds good.
I think we're done.
We got one more left.
One more.
We'll be back next week with episode 203 and wrap up this series.
Yes, and we will have something picked out.
Yeah, we don't
know. By the next time. We'll let you know.
For sure. We'll be ready.
I hope.
We'll be ready one episode in advance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be ready.
I'm looking over at Jonathan. He's just like hand on his head. Yeah. He's like, what?
Because Jonathan knows that we're saying to him, hey, pull that list back up of our past ideas. Yeah. And let's think through this thing. Anyway, this one was good for me, this series in particular. One, the content was very good for me personally. But two, this one like required zero prep whatsoever, which I think has been cool, at least for me. So
is it more in real time, Tim?
It is, yeah. It's not, I mean, we have zero things prep for any of these quotes except for the quote itself.
Yeah, and the numbers
of the quotes. All right. Well, thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week on 203.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.